meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 62. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 29. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Two people have been arrested following a chase through Butler and Greenwood County. KWCH reports the Butler County Sheriff's deputies were called to assist Augusta public safety officers after the driver of a Ford Escape refused to pull over Wednesday night. The sheriff's office said the SUV continued east on U.S. 400, where speeds at times reached 120 miles per hour. After deploying a second set of stop sticks, the SUV finally pulled over about 8 miles west of Fredonia. Two teachers have been selected as a 2024 Kansas Master Teacher. The teachers selected are Lindsay Dowell, a 7th and 8th grade gifted facilitator at Washburn Rural Middle School, and also Geary County Schools, USD 475, said Washington Elementary instructional coach Jennifer Fallon was also named a 2024 Kansas Master Teacher. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
A woman has been charged in connection to a shooting death that happened at a military post in Junction City. Margaret E. Schaaf, 30 years old, of Fort Riley, is being charged with murder in the second degree for the shooting death of Greg Schaaf on February 19th of this year while in Fort Riley. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. According to a social media post from the 1st Infantry Division, the 1st Infantry Division soldier was shot in his home on Monday. Shortly after the incident, a suspect was apprehended. Federal authorities are taking the lead and actively investigating this incident. The Kansas Highway Patrol continues to hand out speeding tickets to drivers exceeding 100 miles per hour. In Marion County, the legal speed limit is 65 miles per hour, but a driver was clocked at 104 miles per hour. Two drivers were stopped along I-70 for going 101 and 114 miles per hour. A bill has been introduced to the Senate to make it a criminal offense to drive over 100 miles per hour. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts spoke to voters in a Grand Island campaign stop earlier this week at the Chocolate Bar. He spent part of his speech saying that President Joe Biden had made plenty of mistakes at the border. Here's what he told KSNB Local 4.
My position is we need to continue to negotiate to get a bill that would help with securing the border and some of the abuses on the border, like what's going on with parole and asylum. But at the end of the day, the president can do this with his own authority.
Senator Ricketts also added that during the Obama and Trump presidencies, parole was given an average of 5,600 times. Last year, President Biden gave parole to 1.2 million people. And other news anchors, producers, and screenwriters testified on behalf of Bill
1022, also known as the Cast and Crew Nebraska Act, that would provide a production company with a refundable income tax credit of 20%, and the total credits will be capped off at $25 million. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty Eck Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty Eck Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit lease finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24, $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann was in Marysville and Hanover Thursday afternoon, continuing town hall meetings. He commented on ag bill legislation, which is being considered, and noted its significance to local economies.
So the Farm Bill is the part of our federal government, our policy that really oversees agriculture. And having a good, strong farm bill helps us keep our hospitals going, Main Street, you know, it's so important for our district. Farm bills are five-year bills, and our current farm bill expires September 30th of this year. So I'm on the House Ag Committee, spent a lot of time trying to reauthorize this farm bill.
Representative Tracy Mann said that his big first district in Kansas is the third largest ag-producing district among 435 House seats. He recognized FFA members in attendance, the Marysville stop from Axtell and Marysville High Schools. Among other priorities, continued deficit spending and a rapidly growing national debt are concerns and will be front and center in another upcoming government funding bill.
When we go back to Washington next week, front and center and what's really going to drive the news for good reason is going to be government funding. So, you know, the fiscal year ended on September 30th of last year, and so there was what's called a continuing resolution, or government funding got extended once into December and then again into March. Full disclosure, I voted against extending both times. I just think it's way past time we stop kicking the can down the field and deal with our spending, but it got extended all the same. And of the 12 agencies that are part of the federal government, four of their funding expires next Friday, March the 1st. The other eight expire the following week on March the 7th. So government funding is going to be the biggest issue. And we're really talking about government funding now, early March through September 30th. And then we'll quickly turn attention to what does funding look like for the next fiscal year, which will start on September 1.
Mann also addressed the border and immigration among top issues. We'll air those and other comments from the town hall in more detail as our public affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Some 40 residents were in attendance at the Marysville stop and shared concerns with deficits in the value of the U.S. dollar, foreign intervention including farmland purchase, agency mandates without legislative input, COVID management accountability, as well as frustration with inaction and party divisions. Several comments on Ukraine funding and protecting democracy were also covered. A man reported as missing by Washington County authorities since Saturday was found dead Thursday. 44-year-old Ben Berger was discovered. Immediate details of the death not reported, but suspicious activity does not appear to have been involved. KLKN in Lincoln reporting that Wymore police are investigating the death of a woman who resided at Hope Wymore. The 52-year-old died at a Lincoln hospital. After Adult Protective Services alerted authorities February 8th, allegations of issues with medication distribution are being looked into, although authorities pointed out there is currently not a criminal investigation. Administration at Hope Wymore is reportedly cooperating fully with the ongoing efforts. Blue Valley Technologies teaming up with students from Marysville High School at the Marysville Public Library to present a come-and-go hands-on workshop Saturday for anyone with questions using technology. Anyone welcome, all questions as well, whether learning how to save a picture from a text message, how to make a post on Facebook, or how to stream TV services. The workshop is a learning experience and no question is too basic. Attendees are encouraged but not required to bring those devices they have questions about. The program runs Saturday, 10 until noon, at the Marysville Public Library. 42nd Annual Baileyville Benefit will be held Saturday and Sunday at Nemo Hall Central High School in Seneca. Basketball and volleyball tournaments, along with live, silent, and online auctions of donate items, will go toward medical expenses for five area individuals and families. The online auction runs through Saturday afternoon at 2, live auction Sunday evening around 5, with some 300 items to be auctioned off. Last year's event raised $185,000. Marysville Chamber in Main Street has announced award finalists for the annual meeting and banquet this Saturday. Business of the Year finalists are Pepsi-Cola Bottling, Landall Company, and Inline Construction. Small Business of the Year finalists, Temps Disposal, Blue River Eye Care, and Tony's Meat Market. Volunteer of the Year, Rachel Fry, Rick Cudney, and Maureen Christ are finalists. Business Design and Beautification, Sarge's Sports Bar, Farmer and Florist, and Identities. Outstanding Customer Service, Crystal Lees with Sunflower Medical Clinic, Chris Schrader with Semperfi Electric, and Woody Wallstrom with Kinsley Mortuary. Finalists for Black Squirrel of the Year are Renee Bruna, Julie Haggard, and Jimmy Keller. Winners will be announced at the celebration. Don Landell will be recognized with the Legacy Award. Bridget Jobe with the Kansas Department of Tourism will be guest speaker at the event at Venue 36 Saturday evening. River Valley Extension District will offer a pond management program in Belleville Tuesday, February 27th. Pond management and maintenance in light of recent years drought will be discussed with pond depth, aeration, and nutrient loading, as well as providing a quality water supply for cattle. Critter control, including beavers and trapping techniques, and exclusion will be covered as well. Tuesday, February 27th, beginning at 6 p.m. in Belleville at the fairgrounds inside the commercial building. RSVP requested by February 23rd to be included in the meal count. $10 registration fee payable at the door. Contact Livestock Agent Caitlin Hildebrand at Concordia Office, 785-243-8185. And again, repeating, a man reported as missing by Washington County authorities since Saturday was found dead Thursday. 44-year-old Ben Berger was discovered. Immediate details not reported, but suspicious activity does not appear to have been involved. William J. Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. Graveside service Saturday, February 24th at 10:30 at the Morrillville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for William Red Broadston. Gerva E. Sunberg, age 86, of Topeka, passed away February 19th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial St. Bridget, Catholic Cemetery north of Axtell. Axtell Andrew Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gerva Sunberg. Terry B. Baker, age 77, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 16th. Service is planned Saturday at 2 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Terry Baker. Roy Dierking, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, Rural Bremen. Burial in the Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery north of Herkimer. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Roy Dierking.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network.
Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Warmer on Sunday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still staying sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 60s and upper 70s. Then a chance for some snow and rain showers over Tuesday night. Cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Flurries on Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 80, the average low 24, and the record low 4 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:09, sunset this evening at 6:12.
2024 is turning into a year of eating differently for many Americans. A look at some new food trends today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 23rd, the 54th day of the year. Actresses Patricia Richardson and Dakota Fanning were both born on this day. People who study the way we eat, snack, and prepare food say some new trends are already evident for 2024. Our efforts to cut sugar and carbs continue, with many of us replacing starch and grain staples with sweet potatoes and roasted vegetables. Protein and food replacement drinks are moving into the mainstream, while flash-dried meat and chicken snacks will find increased flavor. And an old spice is finding new respect, turmeric. If you don't care for curry, don't worry. New recognition of turmeric's healthy, bioactive compounds means it's finding its way into all kinds of innovative new recipes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Learn, share, and grow with the FFA, providing real-world experiences for our next ag leader, recognizing our youth involved in local programs. From Rob Olmsted Real Estate and Olmsted Auction, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Marysville Livestock, and the Christy Anders Funeral Home.
Hello, my name is Dustin Denton, and I am a junior at Valley Heights High School. As I serve as this year's president of the Valley Heights FFA chapter, I have enjoyed competing in the speech and interview contests and really look forward to the livestock judging contest. My favorite part about FFA is definitely the leadership role I'm able to hold and young people's lives I'm able to impact. As National FFA Week is coming up, I suggest and ask you guys to come. Please support our FFA chapter on Thursday, February 22nd, as we celebrate National FFA Week with a pancake feed at the Valley Heights FFA Ag Shop. It will be from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The breakfast will be free will donations, and 20% of our profit will be going to Pepsi Freezer Beef Program.
My name is Emma Harries, and I'm the president of the Marysville FFA chapter. I'm a senior this year, and I've been in FFA for 4 years. My favorite competition to participate in is floriculture because I enjoy identifying plants. Being an FFA officer is beneficial because of the teamwork and leadership skills you learn along the way. I encourage all students to join FFA because it's an organization that advocates for agriculture and teaches valuable life skills.
Learn, share, and grow with the FFA, providing real-world experiences for our next ag leaders, recognizing our youth involved in local programs. From Rob Olmsted Real Estate and Olmsted Auction, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Marysville Livestock, and the Christy Anders Funeral Home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's another big weekend for college hoops across the state of Kansas and the Big 12 Conference as we near towards the end of the regular season. Starting off with your Kansas Jayhawks, they are back at home in Manhattan as the number 9 Jayhawks are taking on the Texas Longhorns on Saturday with a tip-off at 5 p.m. The Jayhawks had a big win last weekend as they were on the road in Oklahoma taking on the Sooners where they won 67-57 as they continue to linger in that number 3 slot for the Big 12 Conference. After this weekend, the Jayhawks stay at home as they take on number 25 BYU on Tuesday next week. Kansas State basketball also on the floor again this Saturday with their tip-off at 1 p.m. is they're at home in Lawrence as they take on number 25, the BYU Cougars. The Wildcats are trying to recover after their loss to the Longhorns on Monday earlier this week, 62-56. Right now, Kansas State does sit towards the bottom of the Big 12, sitting 5-8 in conference play, an overall record of 15-11. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The head coach for the women's basketball team for the Kansas State Wildcats is getting some national recognition as head coach Jeff Mitty has been announced as one of 15 coaches that have been named in the 2024 Werner Ladder Women's Naismith Coach of the Year watch list. KSNT News reports that the Kansas State women's basketball team is tied right now for the highest ranking in the AP poll for the program's history under Mitty this season, coming in at number 2 just a few weeks ago on the national level. According to the report, they say that the team has remained in the top 25 since November on the AP poll, going more than 14 weeks straight. Under Mitty, the women's basketball team has been ranked in the Big 12 Conference for scoring and ranks 7th nationally in field goal and 3-point field goal percentage defenses in the league. The girls' team does have their interstate rivalry against the Kansas Jayhawks coming up this Sunday with tip-off at 1 p.m. as that game is on the road for the Wildcats in Manhattan. The women's team is also ranked at number 3 in the Big 12 Conference. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover boys advanced to sub-state semifinals, defeating St. Xavier Thursday 78-32, and will face Lynn next Thursday as the Bulldogs took Southern Cloud last night 82-22. Axtell, with a first-round bye, will face Blue Valley, a 64-47 winner over Pike Valley. Frankfort boys took Washington County 44-19 and move on to face top seed Osborne next Thursday. Top seed Centralia with a bye advances to face Troy, a winner over Donovan West. Girls take the court tonight. Lynn hosting Blue Valley, Axtell entertains Southern Cloud. Top seed Hanover a bye in that Blue Valley substate. Washington County girls tip off at Rock Hills tonight. Top seed Frankfort has a bye in that substate. Centralia girls with a first round bye in the Donovan West substate. Marysville boys tip off Monday evening at Nemo Hall Central in the Riley County substate. Marysville girls at Silver Lake Tuesday evening. KNDY will feature live coverage of both games. Valley Heights girls are top seed in the Wabunsee substate and will host Republic County Monday evening at 7. Valley Heights boys open Tuesday evening at third seed Lincoln. In state wrestling, Roselata of Marysville lost a 3-2 decision Thursday, moving to the backside Friday, while Ella Johnson lost by fall, ending her season. In the boys' division, Taven Wilson advances a 10-0 major decision win, and Carter Trimble wins with a fall. Both those Marysville boys advance.
Starting plants from seed can save you money, extend your garden season, and be lots of fun. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. But sometimes things don't go as smoothly as planned. Here are tips for increasing your success. Read the directions on the seed packet. Quality Seeds provide all the information on indoor and outdoor planting dates, sprouting directions, and seedling care. Always start with clean containers and sterile potting or seed starting mix. You'll avoid damping off and other diseases that can prevent sprouting or kill the seedlings. Keep soil moist. Cover seeded containers with wet newspaper or plastic to conserve moisture and reduce your need to water. Remove once seed sprouts. Germinate seeds in a warm location. Most seeds sprout more readily in warm temperatures. Move seedlings to a sunny window or under artificial lights as soon as they break through the ground. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's a long way from Norway to Oklahoma. That's precisely why this story seems so hard to believe. However, could it be true that ancient Vikings sailed all the way to the Midwest and left notes for us to find centuries later? That could very well be the case. We investigate on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In Heavener, Oklahoma, you'll find some most unusual rock carvings.
The first white men in this area weren't in here until the 1860s or so, and this was seen by the Indians in the 1830s in their verbal history. They showed the first white men in the 1860s.
Fred Thompson says, for years, people thought ancient Native Americans had carved writings into the stone. But the natives said the work was not of their origin.
This, from 1861 on, was known as Indian rock. Nobody even mentioned Viking until 1923.
In the 1920s, the writing was identified as runic, dating from 600 to 800 A.D. It would have been carved by Vikings, who sailed all the way to the interior of what is today eastern Oklahoma. Several stones were found in the area, but some say it's all a hoax. Fred says there's good reason to believe it is from ancient Vikings.
This stone is really hard. It would took at least 2 days to carve the stone by hand. So if you're going to do a hoax, you put it in a good area where people can see it. You do it where it's easily done. And then you tell them that's what this is. And all three of those things did not happen.
You can see the Heavener runestone and other similar stones yet today. No one for sure knows how many Vikings were here or how long they stayed.
It could have been a varying amount of time. If they were trading, they could have been up and down in this area for maybe years, if they ever made it back. A lot of Vikings never made it back to where they came from. A lot of ships were lost.
It's an interesting mystery, complete with ancient writings still visible to visitors today. Traveling the countryside in Heavener, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
Thank you.
Animal Tracks provide you with a unique way to observe wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can tell what's around, what their habits are, and maybe solve some mysteries as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Wild critters around our place. I don't always see them, but they give themselves away by leaving their tracks in the mud or snow. I've learned what animals the tracks belong to by taking photos and then looking at a guide to compare. Jason Knight teaches wildlife tracking classes at Alderleaf Wilderness College in Washington State. He says one way to start identifying animal tracks is to have a good field guide with pictures, because there are certain clues to look for.
Some of the things you look at right away is the overall shape of the track. Is it round? Is it oval? Teardrop shape? Is it blocky? Are you count numbers of toes? Does it have four toes in the track? Does it have five toes? Are there claws showing or are they not showing? What is the shape of the heel pad? Canines have a real triangular-shaped heel pad, where cats have a trapezoidal-shaped heel pad.
As you get better at tracking, Knight says you'll be able to unlock more information, such as was the imprint created by an older or younger animal, or a male or female. You may also want to know when the footprints were made. Knight says you can age tracks by keeping a record of the weather.
If you know when it rained, you can look at a track and say, did it come before or after the rain, based on whether you find marks of raindrops inside the track. If you know which way the wind was blowing, when a strong wind came through the area, so you can see debris blowing into the track. You also look for the amount of moisture that was on the ground when the track was made. In the morning, we get dew and there's a lot of moisture, and so tracks will be a lot more clear when they're made in the morning time.
You might not see any tracks, so learn to recognize other signs animals leave behind, such as scat, markings on a tree, or evidence of feeding. Learn more about deciphering animal tracks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
U.S. farmers shipped a whole lot of pork out of the country last year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Foreign buyers and consumers apparently like U.S. pork a lot. The industry had a milestone year in 2023. According to Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation,
Just a fantastic finish to the year for pork exports globally. We're at a new value record of almost $8.2 billion in sales globally on U.S. pork. Of course, Mexico's been leading it all year long, but really the rest of Latin America has stepped up as well. Latin America really was the story in 2023.
Hallstrom says customers in the Caribbean, Korea, and China really came through for U.S. pork last year. Foreign markets offer some benefits over and above the domestic market for pork, as some buyers make use of everything but the oink. Hallstrom says that helps drive overall value for pork exports.
So if you look at the total situation on these exports, the key is maximizing the carcass mix and the value of the whole carcass. So we came in December with a very high number of over $70 per head payback for exports of pork. And that brought the annual record up to almost $64 a head for the year, which is an all-time record.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The Environmental Protection Agency announced the decision, saying it will approve the petitions from eight Midwest governors allowing summertime sales of E15 within those eight states. However, it will delay implementation until 2025, claiming there is not enough time to make the rule work by this summer. Renewable Fuels Association out of Iowa CEO Monty Shaw has mixed feelings about this decision.
Very excited that we finally have a final rule, even if it's a year and a half late, but we're equally frustrated that at the last minute they delayed it yet another year, because now we don't know what is going to come for consumers and motorists in the summer of 2024.
Shaw says they will now work to find a solution for E15 to be sold in the summer of 2024 so they can bridge over to the next year, adding he's glad that there will now be certainty in the market going into next year, 2025.
That is good news. I don't want to minimize that. But at the same time, we've got to get to 2025. So we have two things on our to-do list left. We've got to find a solution for this summer, and then we really want to take this outside the eight states and go nationwide as well, probably with legislation in Congress. So
than 500 days now. Renewable fuel groups say retailers should not be penalized by the EPA's failure. They urge Congress and the Biden administration to take action to resolve the current situation. Back in 2022 and 23, the Biden administration granted emergency waivers allowing the summertime sale of E15. They were hoping they were not going to have to go that route this summer, but it looks like they're going to, along with Iowa. South Dakota, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, and Wisconsin have the approval permits for the summertime sale of E15.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products, from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a Deere. Visit an American Implement store near you or find out more information at AmericanImplement.com.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-478.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Kids like to play in the dirt, but a high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful if they ingest it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
And leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there. Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils naturally have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from 0 up to about 2,000. Most are 15 to 25 parts per million. The health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the U.S. EPA calls a threshold of action if there's bare soil and there are children present. 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says if soil testing shows a high lead concentration, there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner. And in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at agriculture.com.
Spend a little, save a lot. After Hours Feed Supplies, closing out 200-pound 2810 protein tubs, just $120 while supplies last. That's right, 2810 protein tubs, $120. Call or stop by After Hours Feed Supply, west edge of Blue Rapids.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still lower in the grains and higher in the livestock as we pass through midday today. February live cattle up 192 at 185.42. April up 167 at 188.22. Triple-digit gains in the feeder cattle market, still riding off those low inventory numbers as March cattle now up 257 at 254.62. April feeders up 307 at 259.77. Stronger in the hogs today as well. April lean hogs up 17 at 87.37 with May up 42. At $90.75 per hundredweight. Into the grains, it's been a back-and-forth kind of week, a lot of liquidation, closing out basis contracts under March futures, having to either roll or liquidate, and most are choosing to liquidate this week. March corn right now down 6 to a new low at $4 a bushel, May down 4 and 3 quarters to 413 and 3 quarters. Pressure all across the wheat markets, Chicago and Kansas City wheat both lower, March KC wheat down 7 to 567, with May down 7 and a quarter at 564 and a quarter cent. Oats also a bit weaker today, March oats down 1 and a quarter to 361 and three quarters. Lower in the soybeans as well, as we saw a week of not too much buying, especially out of the Southeastern Asian countries and China more specifically, as not a whole lot of international buying of the soybeans. March beans currently down 15 and 30 quarter cent at 1132, with May down 12 and a half at 1140 and a quarter cent. March soy meal down 320 at 331.70, and soy oil a bit weaker as well. The March contract down 34 points at 43.87. Now, mixed figures in the cotton markets as the March contract, which is set to expire very shortly, currently up 91 at 95.11, but triple-digit losses beyond that. A stroll down Wall Street today is heading for a winning week as the S&P currently up 12 at 5,099, the NASDAQ up 11 at 16,053, and the Dow Jones up to 39,187. That's up 117 on the day. And the metals here today, we see February gold up 1640 at 2036.10. March silver's up 20 cents at 22.98 an ounce. And the dollar index still down 4 at 103.83.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a deer. Visit an American Implement store near you or find a...
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Winter grain mites feeding on Kansas crops raises concerns for producers. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses the ideal conditions for winter grain mites and where they are at in their current life cycle.
Winter grain mites, as the name implies, do best in winter or during cool, cold conditions. We haven't had big problems in recent years, but every year we have a few here and there. The thing about winter grain mites, they come around, they're the last pest we have in wheat in the fall, and generally the first one we have in wheat going into the spring. Once it gets below 30, 25, something like that, they start laying eggs, and they lay eggs in the fall. That's where they are right now. They're in the egg stage.
Whitworth relays what types of soil the pest prefers, as well as their fondness towards certain kinds of field management.
The winter grain mites are more troublesome in no-till or minimum-till fields because the mites do better in the residue in the, you know, in the soil. That's where they prefer to lay eggs, so the eggs seem to do better in residue in the soil, or, you know, at least loose sandy soil also. So last fall, November, early December, the mite population dwindled and they started laying eggs. They will soon start hatching, and that's what everybody's concerned about. As long as they're still in dormancy, it doesn't matter. The pest feeding is not going to bother it. So make sure it has broken dormancy before you even think about trying to treat them.
He explains why direct treatment may not be the best solution to a winter grain mite infestation, along with how to identify them.
I have a hard time recommending treating for winter grain mites. If it's a dry spring, dry winter in your area, it's relatively warm, the plants are struggling, and you go out and you have maybe 1,000 mites per row foot, or if you got, you know, 50 to 100 per leaf on the plants. If you're out looking, go out at night. If you want to sample the plant itself, wear a little headlamp. You'll be surprised, not pleasantly, about how many mites are actually on the plants. Sometimes we've gone out to look and the plants just look furry with the little mites. These winter grain mites have a dark body, black, dark brown body with very distinctive orange, red legs. Two front legs are a little bit longer, but that's hard to tell just without magnification. They also have a little red anal pore or a little red spot on their on top of their abdomen, so they're very distinctive.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on winter grain mites and their impact on crop production. Learn more about this insect from the Cropped Insects in Kansas book. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck and a Silverado 1500 High Country Edition. They also have a new 2024 Chevy Blazer and Chevy Trailblazer. See for yourself and take a test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A blockbuster earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA drove the major stock averages to record highs Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 457 points to close above 39,000 for the first time ever. The S&P 500 raced ahead more than 2%. The Nasdaq surged nearly 3%. With mortgage rates falling, home sales jumped in January. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes were up more than 3% compared to December. That's despite near-record high prices. The national median price now stands at $379,000. And AT&T blames the outage that hit its networks yesterday on a technical problem, not a cyber attack. The company says it was a software issue, blaming an error in some of its code being used to help expand the network. The outage lasted several hours and affected AT&T phone and internet customers nationwide. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classic Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.